Hi, and welcome to the Ag Pro Podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Ag Pro, and with this episode, we are bringing a recent conversation from earlier this winter that Clinton Griffiths had with Harold Cooper. Harold is the CEO and general manager of Premier Ag, which was the ARA Retailer of the Year for 2019. And I tell you what, I was able to visit a number of their facilities there in Indiana, and the people of Premier Ag, the facilities, and the mission are all just outstanding and things that I think the entire industry can learn something from. So with that, let's hop right in to Clinton and Harold's conversation.
Why don't we visit some with Harold Cooper? He's the CEO, GM of Premier Ag, the 2019 Ag Retailer of the Year. And Harold, that had to feel pretty good.
It did. We were very honored and humbled to get that award.
Fantastic. And you're based out of Indiana, right?
Yes, we're in southeast Indiana, really roughly an area of Indianapolis to Cincinnati to Louisville.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty prime spot down there. How was 2019 for folks in that part of the country? It was a little bit of a challenge, wasn't it?
Extremely difficult. I actually started in retail in 1981, and until 2019, I would have said 1981 was the most difficult year I'd ever experienced. But we really didn't get started until June 5th, which is when preventive planning starts in this area. And it was a very difficult. Although I think everyone would say where we had a stock or a plant, yields were better than expected. So except for preventive planted acres or those parts of the field that couldn't get planted, we had pretty good crops for everything we went through.
And Harold, you guys are known there at Premier Ag for being pretty innovative. Did you learn anything from 19 that you think you'll be able to employ going forward? I mean, it did seem like from a logistics standpoint, kind of backing everybody up into one window had to have been a challenge.
It is a challenge, and some things we've done over the years. In fact, I'm sitting in one of our new facilities, but we've done a lot with facility and efficiency to build more storage closer to the farm. We've built greater speed to get product moved out. We've actually built this facility that we used to view farmer sprayers as competition to us. Today we would say we can do 30-35% of spraying of weeds, and we need to help farmers do that other 65%. So we do a lot of hot mixing now. We help farmers load their own sprayers and serve their own sprayers. And so, yes, it has taught us a lot. There's such a very short, tight window that if you don't have product in position and you don't have, quote, every man on deck or every machine on deck, you're not going to get it done.
Now, how did you come to kind of start thinking about this business differently? Because that's some of the reason why you won the Ag Retailer of the Year is because you have started to think about this business in a little bit different way. What started you down that path?
Well, honestly, part of it would be trial and error. We're a farmer-owned co-op, and over the years, I think we showed that we did not make reinvestments back into the feed industry, for example. And we saw ourselves ultimately get out of that business. Same with grain. We're fairly small in grain today. So when it came to crops, it really became something that says we're farmer-owned. How do we make sure that we do all in our power to make sure we understand the farmer's needs and we're there for them in the method, in the means, and the speed that they need and require? So it caused us, you're right, it caused us to look at facilities that were built in the 70s and 80s and reinvent that and say we need something that serves them in a much shorter, tighter, fast window.
Right, absolutely. You know, and some of the things, when we start to talk about modern agriculture, and you've been doing this a long time, the whole concept of precision agriculture, I'm sure that has to be something that you're considering all the time when you're working with your customers. And how do you guys go about that?
Yeah, that's another big part. In fact, it's fun to be in southern Indiana or southeast Indiana because we've had two glaciers stop basically on top of us over the last 30,000 years, and we have over 100 different soil types. And so when you start talking about grid sampling or understanding on a smaller individual basis what a 2.5-acre grid of soil requires or a smaller component of a field requires, we really have a great laboratory for our industry to come down here and say, you know, it really does make a difference to better understand what is needed on a particular site in a field, what's been prior yields, what's the farmer's goals. And so, for example, in our case, we'll do 700,000 acres of grid sampling every year. And over two-thirds of that, we have precision equipment that puts on variable rates of potash and phosphate as we drive across the field. Lime's another big one. But we really do place only what's needed and what's helpful as a placement. We've done the same thing with nitrogen. You talk about 2019 again a little bit.
Yeah, right.
It makes a big difference when you split your nitrogen applications and you start assessing your crop health, your potential for yield, and apply again only what is really going to be helpful or beneficial to that crop.
Was that a challenge in 19 with all that water and all the rain to try to get that right for, you know, the folks growing in those situations?
Well, it's absolutely a challenge to get it planted and get it up. In our case, again, we somewhat laid back on the application of fertilizer, especially the application of nitrogen, until we had a chance to assess what was going to be out there to treat. And then came back in with subsequent applications. It was nice, even with fungicides. You know, it's a late July decision, but we were able to, again, assess crop growing conditions, the markets, and help our growers decide if this was a year to spend that additional money to protect plant health. But it makes a big difference when you're doing that on an ongoing basis and do it closer to the time of need.
Yeah,
and, we're all over that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're talking with Harold Cooper. He's the CEO GM of Premier Ag, the 2019 Ag Retailer of the Year. Of course, came to get connected with you, Harold, through the folks at Ag Pro and Margie Eckelkamp there. As you start to look at 2020, do you have any advice for folks? And we know we're already starting out, you know, a little bit under the gun and somewhat wet in some of those same areas we were in last year.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a little bit different slant that.
Sure.
As far as looking to 2020, that I think it's somewhat fun for me to see the interest. I think it's really concern the consumer has or the food channel has back to agriculture, especially row crop agriculture, and what we're doing. Are we doing it well? Are we being good stewards? Are we doing it in a sustainable manner?
Mm.
And what I just described earlier, we've already helped the farmer be good stewards of the soil and be efficient with their investment dollar. And we do all we can to place it properly and it not leave the intended target. To now be able to start explaining that to the food channel and to the consumer, I think is fun. And in our case, we have something called True Terror through Land O'Lakes, but it really has allowed us to, on a national basis, brand it and build a means of communication to an entire industry that may not know what we do daily out here in agriculture, but be able to start providing them means to be reassured that what we do it well. And we are doing things that they can be proud of and gain comfort in, that we're protecting soil and water and those kinds of things.
You know, and I think that's where a lot of farmers and folks in the industry get frustrated, because they know what they're doing, just like what you're doing each and every year. And the precision that you're doing it with and the way that you're focusing on making sure it only hits the target, because these inputs are expensive, right? We don't want to use more than we need. We want to make sure that we're good stewards of what we have. But some of that is a financial reason. Are you answering and fielding more questions about this from folks outside of ag?
We are, and honestly, we're looking for ways to be able to communicate that. So the way we ended up with the retailer award, we're looking at the environmental respect, and we wanted to put things that put focus on us and gave us the means to communicate not just what Premier is doing, but what I honestly think our industry is doing, and be more public and outward in our conversation with that. I'm at one of our fertilizer facilities today. We're going to have lunch for a retiring employee. It was built last February. It's on a 40-acre site.
Uh-huh.
Every last drop of water in this site drains to one small retention pond with grass waterways. We can account for every bit of water on this site. We can attest and demonstrate to ourselves and the public nothing's getting away from us. And we've also built a conference center here. So I think a lot of times our industry has built something for its own efficiency, and if anything, we kind of take an out-of-sight view of what we do. And this is the middle of a cornfield. I mean, we're off a major road. It's the middle of a cornfield. But we still build a community center with it, inviting the public to come in, bring FFA groups, Boy Scout groups, whatever those things are, but see what we do and be reassured by that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is a good mission. What's the biggest surprise for you in your career? We've got about 30 seconds here. What do you think has been the biggest change for you?
Well, I think it's going to be the next 5 years. I think if you look at the next 5 to 10 years, I wasn't around when we had mechanization, when horsepower went to mechanization. That had to be an amazing period of time in agriculture. I think we're going to see the same thing in the next 5 to 10 years, as you see drones and unmanned tractors, and as you see sprayers that have cameras that target a specific weed and don't spray an entire field. What's going to happen in the next 10 years is going to be absolutely amazing. Look forward to it.
All right. That sounds great. Harold, can't wait to talk to you again and see how all that's coming along. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Ag Pro Podcast. I'd encourage you to interact with us on Twitter. We are at Ag Professional. I welcome all ideas for future subjects, future interviews, and I just hope everybody is staying safe and staying healthy out there this spring 2020.